So I reiterate here, the bill is dead.
The story of this great city is about the years before this night.
We are free!
Hey everyone, this is Ho Ho Hong Kong with me, Vivek Mabubani, and my co-host, who is...
Cold Mohammed Mahdi.
That's right. The cold Mohammed Mahdi, no longer the other one. It's the freezing one. That's
the freezing one. Something is going around, eh?
Dude, first
of all, both have it.
Yeah, we both have it. We have the nasal.
We can be patient zero and patient one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thing one, thing two, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. We're the OGs.
Yeah.
You're the O, I'm the G.
Oh, God.
Like that. Yeah. Like,
okay. It could be like the blood type. I'm
yeah, exactly.
O and you're G.
Yeah, exactly. And we've never seen a G. Like, and they're like, can we tell them we don't know what this blood is? Because it's racist. If we tell them that we don't know what you are. You
right.
Know? Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? Are you trying to say I'm not included in the blood types?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm sure everyone listening right now, someone around you is sniffling.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's been giving this around. I mean, obviously, it's flu season, la, la, la. The
so what is flu? Like, who decides it's flu season?
It's basically the doctors who have vaccines arrived in their clinics.
Right.
They're like, we have stock left. What do we do?
Wait, it's, so do you call the government and just get a flu vaccine?
So like, from what I understand on the flu vaccine, unless it's like COVID stuff, you have to go, I believe you have to pay for it because we're not in the age group of like, oh, you're going to die, so let's keep you alive.
But you are like immunocompromised.
Yeah, but apparently like, even though I'm immunocompromised, I don't have that benefit of free vaccines.
What?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's insane.
The asshole thing, right?
Yeah, what more diseases do you need to have?
All we need now is one of the upper level government officials to have a kid with the same problem that I have.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, they'll be coming to me. They'll be knocking on my door. Sir, we're going to help you get your survivor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of those. Until then, it doesn't mean shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until then, we're going to have drones.
So flu
and
vaccine,
fireworks.
You have to go like private or like pay
so
for
you
it.
Have a website. I think you can search different clinics that do have the seasonal flu or yeah. whatever.
Because I believe in the vaccines that work and the flu vaccine does work. So I would like one.
Yeah. So from my understanding, again, you can contact these clinics. It's not that expensive anyway, but it's a matter. It's a very optional where if you want to do it, do it. And my doctor did tell me, he's like, hey, man, I'd really recommend you get it done. I'm like, all right, no problem. I put it on my to-do list and everything. But hey, it was someone who went up to me and gave me the flu before I got the vaccine.
So that means you don't need the vaccine anymore because you have immunity now.
I mean, in a way. So in a way, it kind of like also evened itself out because I was like, wait a second. So what if I got the flu on my way to the clinic?
Yes.
Right? So I just wrote it off as that. So not that I didn't get it done. I'm like, I kind of got it done in a more convenient way where it worked towards my schedule.
That's right. Yeah.
So in that sense, I tell people if you're against the flu vaccine, just go outside.
Right.
Just go outside, breathe, inhale deeply to a count of four.
Yeah.
Hold, you know, one of those things. And then you probably
Get it. Be like, go on a minibus for half an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
You
one
will
of those.
Get it. Also, like the buses, like the public transport until yesterday, it's still blasting freezing air. This like the ACs are on full blast cold.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I don't understand. Look, first of all, I love the fact that we're like, what, in the beginning of March and it's cold?
Right.
Like, I'm just like, dude.
That's so weird.
It's so weird.
Last year, I'm pretty sure that we were saying oh, it's so warm now.
Yeah. I mean, we had a few days of humidity and everything,
sure.
right?
Sure.
So this is the thing. Part of me is like loving this.
Yeah.
I love the
cold. You're sitting
weather.
In a beanie in your own house.
Yeah, in my own house. But I absolutely, if I had the choice, I'd rather have cold over hot, mostly because of the humidity. Okay. If it wasn't the humidity in Hong Kong, I'd be hot over cold, straight up.
Right, right.
So the fact that cold over hot, because a few things. Number one, I always say I can get to my gigs walking without melting.
Sure.
All right, and I love that. I show up, I'm like, whatever. You know, I got on my Uber, whatever. They have no idea. And secondly, it's that throughout the whole day, I don't have to carry extra T-shirts in my bag nor extra bottles of water in my bag. I just have one big-ass bottle as usual, and I'm good. Otherwise, in summertime, dude, my whole strategy of summer is, first of all, three T-shirts, usually, if possible, white, because you don't see the sweat stains.
Yeah.
Secondly, I always have my bottle of water, and before I go out of my house, I'm already planning where are the refill spots. Usually, it's like any pure gyms.
Yeah.
I can go
well,
to anyone.
There is a lot of free water fountains in the parks now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
but
pretty cool.
That's me. So I have to make sure I can detour into the park between meetings or whatever.
Yeah.
And worst case scenario, hit up a McDonald's. They always have the water cups over there.
Yeah,
what I do is, because you can't really like fill your bottle over there. So what you do is you just overload on the cups of water. You know what I mean? So like you kind of do that. So what I would do is if I know between meetings I'm thirsty and my bottle's running out, I'm like, dude, hold it. Let's find that McDonald's, man. Go down there, just chug the shit out of their water.
They couldn't care less there.
They couldn't
care. It's crazy. Like I walked in the other day with Annie, and we're like, you know, whatever, 1 a.m. We're not drinking. We just wanted like a snack.
Yeah.
And we like got something, and then we're like, hey, can we get ketchup? And then he literally just got like two handfuls of it.
Yeah,
like,
whatever.
He's just like, you know, some teenager is like, fucking, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I remember one of my friends used to work at McDonald's before. He was like, yeah, dude, honestly, if you asked us for like a whole like Santa Claus sack full of them,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Like literally, because like,
couldn't care. But also, like, you can't hurt like McDonald's. You can't hurt them.
Oh, no.
They're making so much money that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can steal anything there.
Yeah.
It still won't matter.
Exactly. I used to have this whole bit about how I outsmarted the McDonald's system. Basically, you go and order, you don't even order anything. You go to where you collect the burgers.
Yeah.
And just be like, where's my filet of fish?
That's great.
Literally.
Yeah.
And like now they have the number system.
Yes.
And all you have to do is see some random number on the thing and be like, I'm 133. And just,
yeah.
And now before, my whole bit was, you go up to the, because before they didn't have the number system, you just go there and pick up your thing when it's ready, right? And so I was like, where's my filet of fish? They're like, oh, okay, just give it to you.
Yeah.
And then I go back, eat half of it, come back, I'm like, it's the wrong burger, it should be a Big Mac. And then swap it.
That's great.
Yeah, dude, it's classic stuff, man. Like, while everyone's lining up, I just go straight and collect my burger.
Right.
Without a thing. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, I guess they did the number system because of people like you.
Yeah.
Who just show up and ask for
food. And it's a matter of time, they're no longer going to get ketchup because of people like you.
Right, yeah, that is true.
Oh, man.
But you're actually kind of cheating with the weather because you like the cold weather.
Yes.
It's cold now.
Yeah.
And once it starts getting slightly warmer, you're going to Australia where it's cold again.
Exactly.
I am the opposite. I want the warm weather. I'm missing all of it. Once it gets warm here, I'm going to Australia where it's more cold.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Bullshit.
I remember like leaving Hong Kong, going to Australia the first time when I went to Melbourne to do shows over there.
Yeah.
And then I remember coming back from Melbourne and it was like such a big shock to my system because number one, the weather.
Yeah.
Number two, the pollution.
Yes.
And after being there for like 4.5-5 weeks, my lungs were like, we can't handle this.
Yes,
I
agree.
I got sick immediately.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to happen again this year. I guarantee I'm going to come back.
I think it depends where you're staying because there are areas, if you're staying near like the main roads, like Sydney Road or whatever, those are not that clean because they're basically highways.
Yeah. But so, I mean, relatively speaking, but what I will do is I will progressively like load my lungs again on the last few weeks of Melbourne because I come back for a week and then I go back again.
Yeah.
So I'll like on the last week of Melbourne, I will start, you know, inhaling a bit more.
Yes, yeah.
Hit a few more Chinese restaurants, you know, do that kind of thing. Yeah. But like, all right, they have
a 24-hour Chinese restaurant, China Bar.
China
Bar is great.
Terrible food, but it's always open, right?
Always open. It just feels like late night food in like Shanghai.
And that's when you kind of go like, see people learn. Yes. You know, when you see all the other restaurants that are Chinese or whatever, you're like, you close? What?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I remember.
China Bar, like a couple of times I went like 2 or 3 a.m. completely slammed.
Yeah, that's the only choice.
Yeah.
I'm like, you see how they're doing well?
Yeah.
Because you guys are not doing shit. I mean, it's very basic mathematics.
Chinese people cleaning up
as
usual.
Yeah, they're like, why would you not? There's money on the table. Yeah. What's wrong with you guys? Nah, man, get out of here. All that stuff, like whatever, But speaking of money on the table, man, like I have had my third experience of a colonoscopy. This time,
why do you
public.
Keep getting them?
Okay, so basically, this was like from, I believe, 2 years ago when they were like, we're going to give you a reassessment after 2 years to see how your system is. Because long story short, more than 2 years ago, I had like this digestive system problem.
Right.
I had an ulcer between my large and small intestines, blah, 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 all that shit, right? From stress, whatever, right? And so they did the colonoscopy back then. So the first colonoscopy I did was private, my first ever experience. And I was like, okay, this is pretty bad.
This one was public. Everyone was watching.
This is public. Oh, yeah, for sure. It was on RTHK 31. Right. You know, everyone was like, you went on in, you know, 4:15 p.m. So if anyone's never done a colonoscopy or anyone who's done it, you know exactly what I'm going to be saying. And if you haven't done it, this is the short, concise
version. I have not done it. So tell someone who has not done it yet.
So when you are told you're going to do a colonoscopy, you kind of go like, all right, whatever. You know, this sounds like a procedure. I'm sure it's a common thing. No big deal. And it's a common thing, right? They're like, oh, come on. It can't be no big deal, right?
Yes.
You get a sheet of paper with instructions. Now, every clinic is a bit different. Some of them are very conservative. Some of them are very aggressive.
Right.
What I mean by that is that usually 2 days before your colonoscopy, they'll be like, you need to have a low-residue diet. What that means is basically remove all the fiber from your diet.
Okay.
Now, on paper, you're like, fuck yeah, dude, French fries, you know, white bread. This is the best. Like, what are you complaining
you're just
about?
Eating junk food.
It's the best ever, right?
Go back to McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. But have you ever had the point in your life where you had to look at the ingredients and try to avoid fiber?
I don't even know what to look out for.
Right,
really.
Yeah. So when you look at the ingredient, carbohydrates, sugars, and all that stuff, yeah, and you see fiber, and usually on the box of the advertise, high in fiber. Blah, blah,
right.
I'm literally looking for, does anybody say no fiber? Right? Which no one ever advertised.
Right.
So I'm looking at different types of breads and everything. And first of all, you know, I'm used to having brown bread, whatever. And those are all out. It has to be white bread. Mm. And I'm talking not like, let's say, you know, white bakehouse baguette bread. I'm talking like white, the refined bullshit where you're like, right, this is not even bread
anymore. Yeah, yeah. It's like the American stuff.
Yeah,
sweet and yeah,
exactly. It's like so white they cut the edges off, right?
Right.
So I'm looking at breads. I see Life Bread, 0.1 grams of dietary fiber for a slice. I'm like, this is gonna work,
right?
Man, I gotta eat 10 of these,
basically,
get 1 gram.
No fiber,
yeah, no fiber, right? So all that shit. Now you might think this is a great thing until you realize, wait a second, even when you don't try, usually somehow fiber slips into your system, right? So it helps you kind of clean out your ass when you have to go take a shit.
Yes,
when you have no fiber, your body, especially when I'm used to having fiber, my body's like, I have no idea how to work with this.
Yes.
So in other words, think of it this way. You've always had, like, let's say, grease to make sure your gears are going nice and smooth.
Mm.
Now, not only do I not give you the grease, I'm putting rust into the system. And my gears are like, I have no idea how to work with this, right? And so by the second day, I'm just like clogged up. I'm sitting on the toilet and nothing. Like, I'm like, this is weird. I feel like it was.
Yeah.
You know, all right. So that's the prep work, what they call it. Basically, the idea is to clog your whole system up. And also, you're trying to relieve your intestines from all the fiber, which gets residue, like nuts and everything.
What do they have against fiber?
Because like what happens is it gets stuck on the edges of your intestine.
Mm.
So like when they're doing the test, they're like, what are all these dots and what's all this other shit?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so because what they do is they stick a tube up your ass. And like, it's a camera. And they stick it up your ass and you basically...
So it's not a finger anymore, or is that different?
That's prostate.
Right.
That's the one to feel the little lump.
Yes. Yes,
this is like a proper, and this goes all the way in, dude.
It might sound very privileged that I don't even know the difference, but I'm 35.
It sounds healthy.
It's gonna happen very soon.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds very healthy that you don't know. You shouldn't know at 35. You know, this is one of these older people kind of issues, right?
Good.
Yeah, exactly, right? Okay, so then on the day before that evening, because my appointment was in the afternoon on Tuesday, right?
Right.
So Monday onwards, you're supposed to have a liquid diet. You're allowed to kind of cheat a bit and have like a breakfast. Now, breakfast means cornflakes at best, not muesli, not granola.
No, like eggs and...
You can have eggs.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have chicken and stuff. You can't have beef.
Right.
Right. Not, because those take longer to digest. So again, they don't want to have like chunks of beef left over in your intestines. Get it?
Yeah.
All right. So then the afternoon happens, no more solid food, only liquids, clear liquids, not even milk. You can only have like apple juice and stuff like that.
Tea?
Tea you can,
anything you can see through, basically. Clear.
Correct. Yeah.
Got it.
And no purple colors and blue color dyes. In other words, you kind of have purple jelly because it stains your intestines.
Right.
So they're like, what the fuck is this purple color? Oh, shit, get the dye, you know? So that kind of thing, right? Okay, okay. So then from 6 p.m. onwards, they have this thing called the Clean Prep Solution.
Mm.
This, to anyone who's done colonoscopy, will definitely know what it is. What it is basically a very, very strong, what are those things that you drink to like clear your whole system?
Laxative.
Laxative. And this is like a legit, like insanely strong one, right?
Right.
So you get these packets of powder, and every pack mixes into 1 liter of water.
Yeah.
And every 15 minutes, you have to drink 250 milliliters. So in other words, 1 liter over an hour.
Right.
Okay. And the flavor's all right. You know, you get used to it anyway. The first time I drank, I'm like, this is shit. But now I'm like, whatever. Who cares?
Mm.
So you drink it and you are told that you need to be close to a toilet.
Yeah.
Now, my first time when I did it, I thought you drink and bam, you're in, right?
Yeah.
So I literally put a wooden chair outside my toilet, sitting there with my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, any moment now. And it turns out it takes around an hour's time to have an effect, okay?
But you don't want to like risk it and be like further, like lay on the bed or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was like,
so did they say that like you won't really have time to run?
The doctor didn't feel the need to clarify.
Right. Okay.
He was like, you're gonna have to be close to the toilet. I'm like, could you be more specific? Like,
I would
like, yeah, exactly. How close, you know? So I remember that. Okay. So this time I was ready. I'm like, it'll be an hour. I'm good. I can do my work. So I'm timing all my work and everything. So I'm like, I can do all the focus work for an hour.
Right.
And when I feel it coming, I'm like, all right, this is it. This is time. All right, so you basically the first night I have to drink 2 packets. That's 2 liters of liquid within 2 hours.
Yeah, that doesn't taste great as well.
Doesn't taste great as well, right? So I've done all that stuff. I'm sitting and doing my work. I remember I started at 6:15 p.m. I started drinking.
Mm.
So by around 8:15 p.m., I'm done. However, at 7:20 p.m., I'm like, I can feel it coming, man. I gotta go. And the idea is that you get diarrhea.
Yeah.
Right? Like water diarrhea. Yeah. And obviously the first time you got all the little shit pieces and everything. Right. Oh, clear out. Okay.
Yeah.
So you go, and I know what happens is that every 15 minutes when I drank, my body will kind of wait 15 minutes and I have to go again.
Right.
So I kind of knew how to work at the timing.
Yeah.
I am a pro at this right now. I'm like, buddy, trust me, I got 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
So everyone in the house, I'm coordinating. I'm like, guys, I just came out of the toilet. Do you need to pee? You better go now.
Right.
Right? We're trying to coordinate all this shit. Okay. All right. So I do that. I'm working and everything. And then basically think about this. At 7:20, I'm starting to have diarrhea. 7:40, I have diarrhea again.
Yeah.
But I've not finished drinking.
It's getting clearer.
It's getting clearer.
Yeah.
But I haven't finished drinking.
Yeah.
So think about it. You're having diarrhea. You know what's causing it. And you're drinking it on top of that.
On purpose. Yeah.
On purpose.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm like, still, I've got two more runs. I'm like, this sucks, man. Yeah. Like, it's terrible.
But you
you're
feel like, hydrated at least?
For sure. Yeah. You feel very hydrated. Okay. Yeah. Which is fine. But then again, you know, you're just like, I'm drinking this, which is going to get out of here in a second. So you're basically shitting for the next 2 hours. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the craziest thing ever, is that where you're basically shitting yourself every 15 minutes for the next 2 hours. And what I started to do, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to try to see how long I can hold it.
Just to see if
I can, because if I can squeeze the 2-15 minutes in together, I save one session.
Right,
you get it?
Right, yeah.
And I'm like thinking about the environment and all that kind of bullshit. So I'm literally like trying to power through. I'm like, dude, if I'm looking at the clock, it's like 7:45. I'm like, I need to go again.
Yeah.
But if I can just power through this another 15, I'm watching Netflix. I'm trying to do whatever to distract myself.
Yeah, just distract yourself. You know,
right? And I'm doing all stuff, and around like 8:30, that mark, I could kind of combine one. So I didn't do eight, I did seven in total.
You saved an accrued interest, basically.
Exactly, yes, exactly. I combined the whole thing and lump summed the whole thing. So I basically saved on the stamp and all that stuff, right? Okay, so I'm cleared up by around 10 p.m. and you're not allowed to eat or anything. Now
That's it. Yeah.
Right? You can drink a bit of water, but you can't eat shit.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is so brutal, where now I'm actually, I kind of feel like eating, but I don't at the same time. I'm like, oh, whatever, right? Okay, so I go lay in bed, all that stuff. The next morning, these assholes, 6 a.m., I have to drink another packet.
No.
Yeah.
God damn
because
it.
Because they want to verify, clarify, and make sure that you do not have anything remaining.
Right.
Because my appointment is at 12:30 p.m.
Right.
Okay. 6 a.m., I'm waking up. Now, remember, it's the 1 hour delay. So 6 a.m., I start drinking till 7, and I have
to. And you can't go back to sleep.
I can't go back to sleep. Yeah. So 7:15, I'm like, okay, kind of, so I'm feeling it, and I'm shitting until 9:30. All right. So 9:30, I'm like, I think I'm good. I go back to sleep. Yeah. 10:30, I wake up. I have to shit a bit more again, all that stuff. And then finally, I'm
But there's nothing coming. It's just water, right?
It's just water. Yeah, by that time, it's just water, right?
Yeah.
But it's like yellowish water because your liver bile or whatever.
Sure.
Right? And the idea is that you have to clear, you have to make sure that it is fully clear.
Yeah.
The funniest thing is I remember throughout the whole time, I never took a piss.
Right.
So while you're shitting, and the thing is, like, I'm sitting there looking at, because you have to kind of observe, is it liquid or whatever, right? And I'm looking at my dick going, like, what are you here for? You're useless.
Yeah, useless.
You had one job, which is liquid.
Yeah.
And these guys took over.
Yeah, yeah, they just took over.
It's like,
rendered
what?
Completely.
Yeah, you're useless here now. You're literally, and you're blocking my view.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit. You know, what's, you know?
That's great.
And I just like go, like, this is so stupid, man.
Yeah.
Because like every single time, like,
I feel like there should be something more elevated than all of this.
Oh, for sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, right? But I mean, whatever it is, maybe this just works and nobody kind of updated it.
Yeah.
But I remember specifically single, like, you've been useless for the last 12 hours.
Right,
buddy.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Like, why are you even here anymore?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so I finish all this stuff and then finally at around 11:30, I'm feeling oddly enough this time, like last few times, I was probably sick as well.
Mm.
So I was very tired because you haven't eaten properly and everything.
Yeah.
This time I was like, I'm actually pretty good.
Right, yeah, because all the toxins, there is nothing in your system. So you feel light.
You feel light.
Yeah.
And also, I wasn't feeling exhausted. I was like, I'm pretty energetic. And oddly enough, I was like, this is probably intermittent fasting in its own way.
Right.
Right? Yeah. And I'm like, all right, this is Ramadan for
this
me.
This is exactly. Yeah. You're right. Doing Ramadan,
Ramadan without
all the benefits of going to heaven.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You should just intend on doing Ramadan.
I mean, that's probably what my psyche was thinking. I was like, just think of it as religious, man.
Yeah.
You know. All right. So we head to the hospital. And I tell my mom to come with me because I'm like, I don't know what to expect because I'm going public this time.
Right. This is the first time you're doing public.
I've done public before for an emergency.
Yeah, but this is the first time.
Yeah, procedure like this. Yeah, for proper, like emergency, like quick, whatever, right?
Sure.
For this one, this is like you do the proper public method.
They book you a specialist, like at a certain time.
Yeah, basically the operation theater.
There is an app, right? The HaGo.
HaGo,
yeah. It seems pretty
good. Really
like
good,
I used it once also. Oh. Like when I like starting to get sick, I just like
make an appointment.
Yeah. The GOP.
Yeah.
And it was pretty quick.
It's very good. Yeah. I tried to find the closest one, whatever. I mean, usually you rarely...
But you can't really walk. You can walk in, but you're going to wait for longer.
If you walk into an accident and emergency, then
not accident, emergency.
No,
if you
want to
ask
clinic,
for
no.
a... Yeah, like
you can walk in and ask, but they won't give it to you immediately. It's very unlikely. So you're better with the app and just make sure and go wherever you have to go. All right. Okay. So I get there at 12:30. I'm thinking, you know, it'll probably be like, you know, 2 hours and I'll be out of there. And I forget, we're talking about public hospitals here. Oh, so I get into the room, right? I get in and I see like easily 40 people.
All the same thing.
And I was like, oh shit, I forgot how this works. Right. 12:30 doesn't mean you're
so even, yeah, even when you're booked at 12:30, it doesn't mean that you're going to go.
It just means that you're going to get here at 12:30 and we'll let you know.
Yes.
So the nurse tells us that, okay, you will probably see the operation thing at around 2:30.
Yeah.
You'll be sitting here and you hopefully will be done by 4:30.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
it takes 2 hours?
Dude, again, they give you a lot of buffer.
Right.
So all that stuff, my mom leaves. I'm like, just go. It's no point. I thought, you know, you could be here, sit for half an hour and be out, right? And then they do the normal assessments of like, you know, have you eaten? And like, basically they will keep asking you, are you shitting clear water?
Right.
Because they have to make sure, right? You don't put you in the operation theater like, oh, he's got some shit clogged up. Fuck it, you know?
Yeah, right, because so it will just mess up all of the
tests. Yeah, exactly. They're not going to waste your time. They're like, we have other people to deal with. Like, if you haven't cleared it off, don't bullshit us, right?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So we're done. And they told me 2:30. And I'm like, oh, shit, this sucks.
So you're just sitting there?
Sitting there for 2 hours. I have my Kindle. I'm reading like crazy. Mm-hmm. They have one news channel, which is repeating everything every 10 minutes.
Right.
Like, God, this sucks and everything. But I'm like, you know what? I mentally was ready for it. Let's do this thing. At this point, nothing to do, right? Can't eat shit. Can't even drink water.
Oh, my God.
At best, sips of water at best. But usually you try to avoid it because when the nurses see you sip, they're like, hey, all right.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm sitting there and just like waiting. 2:30 comes. I'm like, and I see some people getting up and going. Yeah. Some people getting up and going. I'm like, okay. Turns out I was literally the last one in the whole queue.
Of course you are.
I'm like, of course I am, right? Sure, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then finally, it's almost my turn. At 3:30, they said, all right, you know, we're going to take you into the operation theater. I lay on the bed over there. You're in the operation theater, and there's another line in front of me. I'm like, what is the fucking highway to fucking operation? What's going on over here, right?
So you're inside the room.
I'm inside.
And there's a queue.
There's a corridor where they put all of us.
I see.
And I'm like, all right, okay, whatever. And now it's even worse because I kind of have my phone, Kindle, nothing. I'm just staring at a ceiling.
Where they take it away or do you already put it
on? Because you have to put it in your locker because like, you're not in the waiting room anymore.
Yeah.
You're in the operation theater.
But you're in the... Did you change to like a...
They
like
basically give you like a just a normal...
The gown thing?
No, because it's only on your ass.
Yeah.
So like you just have to pull your pants down. So you change to the hospital pajamas.
Yeah.
But like no underwear, whatever. I'm like, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm lying there and I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me make the best of this. Let me try to observe everything. Maybe get some comedy. And then I remember my memory is shit. Whatever
I'm observing. You need to take notes.
Yeah, I'm not going to remember any of this stuff real soon, right? And I know
if you're the weirdo who has like a notebook. Like
I'm like hiding it out in my pocket, right? Yeah. They're like, what the fuck is this, right? You know?
What is he writing? Is he a journalist?
Yeah, exactly. Oh shit, get him out of there, right? Let's probe him back, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so finally, I see people come in and out. Finally, it's my turn. They wheel me in, right? And of course, the doctor recognizes me. I'm like, he's nice. Like, Abhi, hey. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is the shit. One time. Like, I'm like, this is so weird.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I don't need...
Was he like, at least like joking? Like, was he like smiley and stuff?
He seemed nice. I mean, he spoke to me in Cantonese straight because he knew who I was.
Older?
He was, I'd say my age.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, my age. And then
Chinese
I'm just like,
guy.
Yeah, Chinese guy. And I was like, look, in my head, I kept trying to console myself. Like, look, just remember, like, look, he's seen so many asses.
Yeah. Where he's not going to remember
you.
Yeah.
And to him, he's like become fucking numb to all the stuff. He's not going to be like, oh shit, Abhi's ass looks like this. You know, it's unlikely that he's going to happen, right? Okay. So with government hospitals, you require to wear face masks and everything. However, with these procedures, they will give you a little oxygen thing that they stick into your nose.
Right.
Okay. So they stuck that thing in my nose, the oxygen, air, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they inject me with some sort of like relaxants, I guess. And then they're like, okay, just to help you relax. I'm like, this is not
muscle
helping.
Relaxing.
Yeah, muscle relaxing. Yeah. I'm like, this is a little bit. You're gonna stick it in my ass like in the next minute.
Yeah,
you're telling me this is gonna like make you like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah,
all right, whatever it is, maybe the tranquilizer. I don't really.
So it's like an injection.
Yeah, injection, right into my veins and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can see the screen of the camera that's about to go into my ass.
Right.
So right now that camera is literally just lying on the little bed
next to
my ass. So I can see my ass crack.
And he's just like talking casually.
He's like,
and is there like a nurse?
There's two other assistants and stuff, right? And
I'm just looking at my
ass. And let me, I want to ask everybody, how many of you have actually looked and seen your own ass crack in your life?
I mean, I would speak for myself.
Yeah.
Never.
Never, right?
Never needed to.
Never needed to. And like, you might say, oh, but in the mirror, you might notice. I'm like, yeah, but remember, your ass crack is behind you, which means requires you to twist your whole body.
Yes.
To look behind you.
Yeah.
And at what point in your life, especially as a guy, you know, guys like us, would you have the need to look at your back in that angle?
Right.
And be like, oh, okay, I see what I'm working with, right?
Yeah. So even if you're like trimming or shaving it, you can still do it like blindly.
Yeah,
basically.
Blindly. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right? You know, and then so the whole time the camera's over there, I see my little ass lining, right? The little line between my ass and everything. And the guy's talking to me. I'll be there. We're going to do this. You know, it's no big deal. I'm like, yeah, I know. I've done it before. Like, okay, you know what to expect. I'm like, yeah, I know what to expect. I'll try to cooperate everything, right? So basically, you have to
cooperate.
I'm like, I don't really have a choice right now.
Yeah.
So you turn your legs and then you basically have to like kind of in a squatting position.
Yeah.
Okay. And then before I knew it, I was watching the camera. He was like casually talking. So Avi, I'm watching the camera like, oh shit, he picked it up. Oh shit, it's happening. And he's like, I'm like, could you look at my ass when you're doing this? Like,
he's like, oh. Yeah.
And then have you ever seen on TV when they have the camera people chase the criminals from outdoors?
it's running us up.
And from outdoors into indoors. And you know how that moment that when the outdoor thing is all bright and the indoor, they open the door and dark. It's dark for like 1 second and then they turn on the light.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
That's so funny. Right? So, they have a light on the camera.
Light on the camera.
Holy shit.
It is so bizarre, right? Yeah. It was like, goes in and I could feel it. And I'm like, whoa, this is like real time. I was more impressed that there was barely any delay on the camera.
Right.
I'm used to having, you know, like there's always like a half a second delay or whatever. No delay. Straight live stream. I was
amazing.
Like, this is legit quality stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then it's all black and the light goes up. Bloop. I'm like, oh, okay, we're in. Yeah, it's kind of pinkish, orange, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they're going in. Now, at first, I can't really feel it because it's just one direction.
Yeah.
Dude, you know how the intestine is shaped like a U?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, and it's not like a nice little curve U. It's like a fucking, like, proper, like, 90 degree angle.
What's the name of the villain from Ninja Turtles?
Oh, a Shredder?
Yeah. He looks like a...
Oh, no, not Shredder. It's the guy with the brain in the stomach.
Yeah, forget the brain in the stomach.
Yeah, exactly. So think of it like that,
it's
right?
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's one of those, right? And then so it is the time when they turn.
Yeah.
That one. And I was like, dude, I could feel the scraping.
Damn.
I was like, I can feel it. I'm watching. I'm like, buddy, you are scraping me.
Yeah.
I can see it. This is not me feeling something.
What? And it does it feel like metal? Like touch?
It is so weird. I don't even know how to explain this. It's like...
Yeah, because it's in your belly.
It's inside. It's like someone's scratching you with their nails on your stomach from the inside. You're like, holy shit.
That's crazy.
So weird.
I mean, I would probably freak out for a different reason, which is like if they lose that bit inside, if like a bolt goes loose.
Yeah.
They have to operate on you immediately. They have to just cut you open.
They can't be like in 24 hours you'll be shitting that shit
out. They have to like be like, ah shit, we gotta retrieve that right now.
Exactly. Yeah,
where my fucked up brain would go.
I would not be surprised, man. I mean, with the number of procedures this is done, probably at some point it's loosened up, you know. I mean, I'm sure they're using a lot of lubricant anyway.
Yes.
So it's not gonna help anyway.
Exactly.
And it turns in. They're turning it in. And now let me remind you again, public hospital nurses, doctors and everything have done this so much that they have got no sensation of this guy's in pain. I have empathy for him.
Yes.
They're like, all right, okay, we've seen this 1,000 times. This is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
They start using their hand, pressing against my belly.
Ah!
All right?
Make sure it's like compressed.
What they're doing
more
is to make sure I don't stick my belly out so I don't twist my back and push forward.
Yes.
They want me to have that curve. You know like how all the posture specialists tell you never have that C-shaped curve in your back?
Yeah.
They were looking for that.
Yeah.
So they were like trying to push me back down because I'm like, oh, this really hurts. And I'm like trying to like basically...
So it was hurting.
It was kind of like...
It wasn't just uncomfortable.
It was... I wouldn't say it was hurting as in like, I'm like, oh, I'm in pain. But I was like, what the fuck is... Like, you know?
You
never felt
it,
this.
Yeah.
You're like, what is going on? Right? I've never eaten food that has scraped my intestine before, right? And they're like pushing me back down and everything, like pushing my belly back down. Like I'm trying to cooperate as much as I can, but I was like, I don't even know how to react to this.
Yeah.
They're pressing it down, and just goes through, and like, and it finally it passes through, and I'm like, holy shit, oh my god!
So just one curve.
That curve that was fucked up, right?
Yeah.
And then the other ones, whatever, all that stuff. And then they finally took their photos. And you can watch them as they're taking photos. There's a fucking
You can
flash.
Hear
a
shutter. Did it?
It's like, kick, like, yeah. Like, I'm like, what?
You can hear, like, inside,
The film's rolling and shit.
Right.
And then what they
and
do...
And you're watching all of it.
I'm watching all of this.
Did they give you a recording at the end?
No, not... Public does it. Private does. Private actually has
you should have
one.
A watch party.
That was my first...
Maybe start cut the first part.
Yeah. I tell you this. Remember, my first time was private. And at the end, they're like, oh, for $300 you can get the DVD copy. Yeah. So I'm like, why the fuck would I want this? You know. Now, however, I do regret not getting it. I'm like, man, that'd be so funny, dude.
Right.
You know, welcome to my inner world. You know? literally make that like the opening trailer to my comedy.
Right, yeah.
You know, like, that was me, everyone. Yeah. Give your hand to your opening act, my ass.
You think you're going to get into the comedian's head. You're in for a surprise, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to let you get into my ass. Yeah, so all that. And like, basically the whole thing. And then for anyone who's done it, you know that they usually take a biopsy. They take a little chunk of meat there to go test everything.
So the camera itself does that too.
It has a fucking... It is an alien, dude.
What?
It is literally the alien.
So like just some arms take come out?
The camera mouth all because like I'm seeing from POV, okay?
Yeah.
So first of all, anyone who's seen porn enough, you're like thinking like this is so bizarre.
Sure.
Right? This is a POV of me inside me, right? And then so the camera basically kind of you can see the mouth thing open a bit and they have something come out and cut it out.
And does that hurt?
You don't really feel it.
I don't feel it.
Yeah, you don't really feel it. It's so fast, and I guess internally maybe the nerves are not really there. So like you're like okay, and then you see a bit of blood, and they spray water over it.
What?
I'm like, what am I, a dog pissing?
Yeah.
This is the way.
But also,
clean,
like,
you know?
Do they have band-aids as well?
I have no idea. You know,
and like a little nurse comes out, just like sorry.
Yeah. You know,
when starts stitching.
Yeah. How about having? Yeah, exactly. Have a little gauze or something in there. Like, fucking, they're just spraying water. I'm watching them spray water. I'm like, the fuck?
What?
And all I'm thinking is like, and that's the thing is like, because I live on Kane Road, and there's so many. Pets and everything, and that's literally the go-to thing after your dog pisses.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's your way to treat me.
Yeah,
what the fuck? Like, you know?
Yeah,
it's all good, right? All right. So then the thing.
So you can see the blood coming out.
You can see a bit of blood, but they spray it and it's all good. And then the camera goes backwards. So we're backtracking now. We're backtracking. Everything.
I really, really, really hope it has the truck backtracking music.
And that'd be so good, right? We're having the Japanese.
Yeah, it's repeating.
Oh, that'd be so good, dude. Yeah. And then so basically it finally comes out, and that's again when you kind of see like, okay, it's coming out. And you see like it's so weird seeing like your veins on your intestinal walls and everything.
Yeah.
And then it comes out, and basically it's like the reverse of giving birth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you see that the video of it, like internal, and boom, it's brightness. Yeah. That's the boy. I'm like, this is so stupid.
Did they put like sunglasses on the camera to not hurt its eyes?
Maybe.
Like,
I have
quickly
no idea.
In the light.
Maybe it does have a shade. I have no idea, right? And then so that all things happen.
Yeah, but you do feel that relief immediately, I imagine.
I think by that time, maybe the relievers have kicked in, or it's just like just all the lubricant, so you don't really feel it. I'm like, oh, okay, we're done.
Okay.
Sweet, nice, you know? And then the moment you're done, you're just shipped the fuck out of there.
Yeah, GTFO immediately.
GTFO, fuck you.
What about, so the muscle relaxants, that's like, that can make you piss yourself.
I don't know, but maybe by that time there was no real water in me to have to piss anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe it's all clear. Or maybe there's a certain way that I can only relax this particular type of muscle type.
Yeah.
I have no idea, right? But whatever it is, it all was done, okay?
Yeah. So they really like, that's it.
Yeah, you're out. Yeah. You know, there's no, hey, Abhi, when's your next show? No, out, you know. Small talk, done and done, right? And then so I get wheeled out and they put you in this ward.
They wheel you out?
Someone will push the whole table.
You're on the bed,
right? They push you into the ward and you're lying there. And now your objective is you have to fart. Because what they do is during the colonoscopy, so they can expand your intestines, they pump air.
Oh,
get it? Otherwise the intestine will collapse on the camera. So to have some space so the camera can see. Right? So now
that
I'm lying
is fascinating.
There. It's fascinating. And you know, like, sometimes when you have gas and stuff, you're like, oh, I feel really uncomfortable. You're like, oh shit, I'm feeling really uncomfortable right now. You're like trying to fart, but you can't.
Yeah.
And I'm lying there, like, come on. And they tell you to lie on your side and everything.
And you can, but the fart will have no smell because
it should not.
There's nothing.
Unless the doctor's fucked up. Yeah. And put some laughing gas in his ass. You know? That'd be so funny to put laughing gas in my ass.
It would be great. I don't think it would even be dangerous. I don't think so.
I don't know. I highly doubt it's inhaling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it would be bizarre if my ass could like actually inhale and like, you know, absorb that stuff. But then, you know, then again, we're not scientists. We have no idea.
It would be amazing if you do that and then go on stage and then just absolutely kill.
Yeah, right. And they're like, this guy, and or they put hydrogen and my voice goes up.
Yeah.
Like, hey everyone,
hydrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're lying there for a good half an hour trying to fart, and this.
So
is,
they tell you you're just gonna.
They don't tell you. In public hospital, they don't have to tell you shit. You do it naturally, and
then you hear like old people around you farting and stuff.
A few of those, yeah, a few of those, and yeah. I'm just like, at first you're like, how rude, but I've done this before, so I know. I'm like, oh, I know what they expect. They want you to fart to see if you can start clearing out the air.
Yeah.
So you do fart a bit, and then this is the weirdest thing when actually some nurses walk by and they hear you go, and they're like, good, yeah. And they're like, I've never had that in my life. Yeah. I've never had someone actually compliment me when I fart. Like, oh, good.
Have you not played Guess the Fart with your girlfriend?
With friends and everything?
Yeah, that's a really fun game.
Yeah, yeah. Like you and me.
You have to guess first.
Oh,
and then like
so
see if
weird.
It matches. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
You should do that with the nurse next time.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm like, next time, like, hey, nurse, this is a special one for you.
Yeah. Guess?
Yeah. And then, so that gets done. And finally, like, when they clarify, they give you a little sandwich and a little milk box or whatever.
Oh, my God. Right,
here's some food. I'm like, finally, shit.
Yeah.
I was like, at that point, I'm like, I need to eat.
Yeah, of course.
Right? And like, because when your body hasn't been eating for like 24 hours straight, you can't even generate heat much.
No.
You know, my body's like, okay, I'm feeling the cold now. You know, I got back home. I had to eat light because they tell you don't go crazy and eat like broccoli and seeds and stuff. Don't be an idiot, right?
Yeah.
It has to be light, so I'm having chicken and rice and everything.
Yeah.
And that night, I was like, okay, I can kind of feel that my body's like not, it's not doing well.
Right.
And I was like, I think my body's running out of gas. It needs something.
Yeah.
And I think that night onwards, I probably started feeling like coldish or whatever.
Yeah.
And by Wednesday night, I was like, oh shit, I'm in trouble now.
Yeah. Do you think you picked it up from the hospital?
Ironically, I think so, yes.
Yeah.
I had the mask on.
I mean, they say like, but like the hospitals, because of what they are, they're full of like germs and viruses.
Oh, absolutely.
And stuff
exactly. Yeah. And that's what I remember before when I was sick.
I tried to avoid them just honestly for that reason. It's like you're probably gonna get sick there.
I mean, honestly, when I was in the hospital before, like a few years ago, when I was really sick and everything, they were telling me, though, like, ideally we want you out of the hospital. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I mean, wouldn't you want me here to observe me? Like, we'd rather not, because it's so dangerous here, especially with somebody immunocompromised, even worse for you. So we'd rather you go home, and only if something goes bad then come back, rather than you stay here under observation. I'm like, all right, fair enough. I prefer that as well.
Yeah.
So that's the story of the colonoscopy. So anybody else, if you are thinking of having that pack of Doritos or that salami.
So wait, so that was just last week at the time of recording.
Just on Monday.
Did they send you the results?
No, results would not be that quick.
So they'll go to specialists?
Yeah, they'll be doing the biopsy checking and everything.
Yeah.
With public hospitals, what they usually do is, only if it's super urgent, something really serious, then they'll call you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your next appointment, which is, I think I have one on the end of March.
Yeah.
When they see the
But you won't be here.
Oh, no, I'll be here for that one. I make sure, right?
Yeah.
So when I go there, then they'll be like, oh, this is your report, all that stuff.
Right.
So if it's super serious, like, holy shit, you know, life and death, they'll call you.
Yeah.
If it's still serious, but not enough to kill you, they'll wait the few weeks.
Until you come, they're like, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, you have...
You could die in the next 6 months.
Yeah, you have colorectal cancer.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you start doing this now, we'll be fine.
Right.
So that's the fucking fingers crossing. The good thing is the ulcer's gone, they told me. The ulcer's out. But they did find like a small polyp.
Yeah.
Polyps are basically these small lumps you get in your intestines.
Yeah.
It's very common for a lot of people where what they do is they just go in and cut it up. And they're like, just cut it out. Done.
But do they do it with the camera again?
Yeah.
They do.
They do.
So another robot.
But it was near the entrance area, so I didn't really notice it. But at the time, I was like, what's going on? Rah, 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 right?
Yeah.
And so apparently, they found a 3 mm polyp, which apparently is very small.
Yeah.
So it's no big deal to worry about.
Yeah.
And then they're just checking the ulcer area to make sure we're all good. And hopefully, that is a fingers crossed good sign.
Oh, my
God. And
that
I'm healthy. Yeah.
That is crazy. That's also like, I don't know, this episode is probably for like men over 40.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Exclusively for men.
Oh, absolutely.
Like I just imagine like a 25-year-old female listener relating to absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
When this women do colonoscopy.
Sure,
too.
Yeah.
They have the same stuff.
Yeah, everybody does, yeah. I mean, like the colonoscopy, I think, applies to everyone. It's just that maybe with men in general, we'll eat like a lot more meat and worse and everything. Maybe that's also why. And also like, you know, the stress of the world is on us.
Yeah.
So maybe that all adds up.
Yeah.
But I would always say, in once in your life, you obviously for health reasons, you must do it once at least.
Yes.
And I believe they tell you to do it like when you're over 50 or something like that.
Yeah.
If you never had any problem. But obviously, if you have digestional problems.
I mean, it is amazing that you basically, for all of this, you paid nothing. Zero money.
Oh, this was stupidly low. Because like, so private when I did it, cost like $6,000, right? With a plan.
Yeah.
This one cost 200.
Yeah.
And I was like, so
it's probably like registration or some shit.
Yeah,
like, it's not even the actual procedure.
Admission fee of 120 and
exactly.
the basic standard stuff, right? Okay. So the craziest thing, I kept thinking to myself, like, okay, so okay, let me put the math together. So if I went private, obviously if the appointment's at 9:30 AM, it's 9:30 AM. I remember that time, 9:30 AM, I show up, 9:30, we're on the table, 9:45, I'm doing it, 10:15, I'm out.
Yeah.
I know, like, okay. This one, public, I lost my whole day technically.
Right.
But I saved like $5,800.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I think that's a fair trade.
It is, because you could have possibly made that money back, yeah. But not...
You get it? Like, yeah exactly. Where I'm like, you know what? If it cost me $5,000 to save a day, I think that day in itself, I'll consider I earned the money
you
back.
You almost earned the money back. Exactly.
So I'm like, you know what?
That fair. Is very true.
Very
yeah.
fair. You know, so I have no complaints. Yeah. Obviously, like, it's public hospital, so it is what it is. But I'll put it this way, is that I am definitely going to eventually turn this into a bit.
Yeah.
Somehow.
For sure.
You have to make it much more entertaining. Yeah. And oddly enough, if you have been coming to open mics and stuff, you would have heard another bit about me doing an MRI scan. And
yeah.
Everything. So
yeah, apparently, yeah. It can be like, yeah, you can be you can corner that market.
Oh, yeah.
Of like medical procedures.
Like, dude, last year for my shows, I was doing this whole bit about how I was like, I had appendicitis. And I had this whole bit about getting antibiotics from a private clinic.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
Right? And yeah. I'm like, dude, what is wrong with my life? My whole life is about like my medical conditions. Funny enough, I was actually invited to do I think the Hong Kong Urology Association had their annual dinner.
Yeah.
Invited me to perform.
Really?
And I did that whole bit about the private clinic.
That's so funny.
Dude, they lost their
shit. Of course. Yeah.
They were like, this guy is the best ever.
Because they think you wrote it for them.
Yeah. Absolutely. And... I can only say the ability to like have this one bit that is not written but are refined.
Yeah.
That I went up there and they were like, dude, this is fucking gold. And having a bunch of doctors losing their shit.
Yeah.
It was the best ever, man.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So there you go. I mean,
I was actually quite impressed. Like, nothing crazy like this, but I was, as I said, like, used the HA Go for when I wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
And yes, I got lucky because you, like, mostly you can't get the GOP right away.
Yeah.
But aside from that, the fact that you can book for self and then you can, like, look at the hospitals or whatever that are around you and you go there, it's kind of the same thing when you're like, oh, you're supposed to be there at 10:30. That means you just wait at 10:30. However, because you have the online booking, you're actually prioritized on the little screen outside the GP's door.
So I'll tell you a few things that is really beneficial with the HA Go. We're not endorsed by the hospital authority or anything.
No, but it's to be.
Right? We'd like to. Number one.
Especially you.
You're
fucking the spokesperson for the health authority.
I'm there all
authority.
The goddamn time.
Yeah.
I mean, oddly enough, I've actually done a few promo videos for them about immunodeficiency.
You did?
Yeah.
I
wrote the whole thing for them. I was like, no all charge, free, nothing. I'm happy to help. Right?
Yeah.
So, okay. So with the HA Go Gap, number one, HA Go app, you can
Go.
It's like, basically, this is the exact same response you would get when you go to an accident emergency department and you tell them your problem.
Yeah.
Then go back. You know, this is minor, man.
I see all of your limbs.
Yeah, exactly.
Your brain is not sticking out of your head.
And you can tell me what your problem was.
You can tell me.
Get the fuck out of my face. You know, you didn't need like another supervisor.
Good luck. Good luck next year.
Exactly, right? All right. So the good thing is that, let's say you have an appointment today for like a doctor or whatever. You can pay on the app and register. In other words, if you're like me, where your appointment is at 10:30 and you find yourself at the entrance of the hospital at 10:29, and if you do not go to those machines to pay, you have to go to the counter and line up and everything, and they give you this dirty look like, you fucking asshole, kind of like at a clock anymore.
Yeah, why don't you just pay online?
You press the button and you pay with the app, okay?
Yeah.
It's registered you're all good. And then now, with all these doctors, when you see them, they're always going to be late, right?
Yes.
Always makes you wait. What they do is with the app is it can tell you what are they currently serving.
Yes.
The 10:30 slot while you're at the 11 o'clock. Okay?
Going back to McDonald's, it's basically the same as the McDonald's app. It's like, your order is coming out in 2 minutes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Exactly. They literally live when McGo or something.
Yeah. McGo.
Right? All right. So the best thing is that you can now go walk around, do your work or whatever.
Yeah.
And then every now and then look at the queue status of things.
Yeah.
And if, let's say, you go to the toilet at the time when they called you, this will say you've been called at 2:25 or whatever. So you can be like, oh, sorry, I missed my thing. So you know exactly what's going on.
Right.
You don't go back and like, oh, they still haven't called me. What's going on? Right. All right. That's one. Number two, when you go pick up your medicine, usually, especially at Queen Mary Hospital, the pharmacy is always slammed. So they're overloaded. And with me, I have to go get these immune deficiency vials and stuff, right? And that's not your normal thing where they have it like in the front of the counter. That's when they have to go back and get all this stuff. So I know it takes a good half an hour to wait. Mm. So I can now have it on the pharmacy on my app, pay everything with the app, and then it'll
you can
tell
actually
me,
go outside
like,
get food or whatever.
Technically, you can come back within the next 4 days to pick it up.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, and they would have it in the front.
Yes. They'll have it in their little storage, whatever, and you can pick it up. Right? But I was like, I'm not going to come back for that.
Sure.
Right? So you can go do your own thing, go do some work elsewhere, not even in the room where the pharmacy place is. You go to another floor where nobody's there, sit and do some work, and every now and then refresh it. Then when it is ready, it will actually buzz and alert
you.
Wow. I'm like, buddy, come on.
That is pretty advanced.
It's pretty advanced. That is, I got to give hats off
to them. It feels like we're almost doing promo for the government, but like one hour, if they're doing something well.
Yeah.
And we're paying taxes. Hey, you know what? Yeah, good on them. And we'll use it.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm happy to support with that. And honestly, in that sense, I am very happy to say that I am happy with the government system.
Yeah. Actually, they even like when I finished the appointment, every little note that the doctor took on his computer is now on my app.
Yes.
So it's telling me the full report of what he was typing.
Yeah.
It also shows me the script, like the medicine that I took. The medicine that like they disposed to me, and also my next appointment.
Yeah.
And it's like everything is just super clear.
And the best thing is like normally with appointments, they give you a sheet of paper. You got to keep track of everything. This app will keep updating. So when they change the schedules, it's on the app. You just have to refer to your app.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in that sense, that's what I mean.
It really feels like this is a sponsored episode.
Exactly. Yeah. So everybody right now, where you're complaining about the fireworks and drones, just remember.
Yeah.
HAGO.
HAGO. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you want to find something, I'm sure there's a lot of negatives, but one of them is that it's almost impossible to get just like a walk-in kind of like
forget that
or like a GP.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like I haven't tried yet to like go to, I am right next to the Tanghua Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
And like apparently this is a smaller one.
Yeah.
But I want to try to like see I don't know what happens. I'm if I go sure like you, super early, I'd be like, hey, I'm
No, I I'm think sick. If you go super early, they have the ones to line up for appointments for that day.
Yeah.
So if you go like, let's say 8 a.m. or whatever, they have the people who don't know the older people without the apps.
Yes.
Yeah, you could do that.
I could just join the older people then.
But then you're better off literally sitting at home at 8 a.m. with the app trying to refresh. Yeah, and outdo them.
That
instead.
Is true.
You know, that might be better as well. Yeah. Or line up and use the app at the same time and see whatever works for you. Yeah, but generally, no. I'm pretty sure the walk-in thing doesn't really work. It would be a bad strategy.
It's just going to be completely slammed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Forget that.
Yeah. But there are other hospitals around Hong Kong, obviously. So if you want to go a little further, like when the hospital that I did go to was in Wan Chai.
Yeah. Violet or whatever. Right?
That's the one.
That usually when nobody goes, because that's a bit far out.
Right. Wan Chai, it wasn't even far out.
I mean, it wasn't that convenient. You get it? Like for someone who's sick,
that's
not exactly the place you want to be.
That's true. Luckily, I wasn't dying. So I'm like, I will take a bus and go there.
Exactly. Yeah. I remember like you have to kind of walk there and everything a bit.
It's a little bit uphill and then up some
temple, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I remember that one. That's right. Because I remember I was like searching. I'm like, okay, that one's available. Fuck it. You know, everything's full. That's good enough.
Yes.
Let's go. Yeah. So I tell you what, basically for everybody over here, just download the app and check it out. Honestly, it's cool. And it might change your mind about your medical whatever. If you don't have insurance, I highly recommend it because like you're just saving yourself a lot of time.
I would say that a lot of our listeners do have insurance.
Yeah.
And that's not really... I mean, the few ones who are like have like basic or no insurance and are afraid to try the government system, it's pretty decent.
Yeah, it's pretty decent. Yeah,
I mean, having come from like a country where basically the healthcare system does not work. Does not work.
Yeah.
You have to go private or you're basically dying.
Yeah.
So, you know, something like this to be like for free and that accessible and that reliable is pretty amazing.
Yeah,
it makes you feel like, oh shit, we're living in a first world country.
Yeah, and just
city, state.
And the next time you actually get told by the doctors like you have to do this procedure, that procedure.
Yeah.
Just be aware that it can't get any worse than them.
Yeah. I mean, these guys also, like, you can't even imagine, like, how many
hands
procedures...
I will tell you this, though. As much as they make you wait and everything, they have done so many of these that I can guarantee their technique is actually better than private. Quick, short story. I went to the Hong Kong Sanitarium for a scan before, and the nurses couldn't even find my vein properly to give me an IV thing where they stick the needle into my vein. Dude, government hospitals, eyes
without
closed.
Even looking.
Bland, done.
Yeah, of course. That is, in a way, you're right. That means that they have way more experience. It's just like the private is just nicer, you know, quicker, whatever.
Yeah. But they're seeing like 10 patients a day.
Yes.
You guys seeing 100. At this point, whatever variation your vein is crooked at, they're like, and?
Yeah, we've
like,
seen
even this
everything.
I remember even here, like the nurse was like, it's going to hurt a bit. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
First type, she's like, and?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Right. You want to go to something that, like, a professional, I've seen it all, basically.
Yes, yes.
And that's the public hospital.
Absolutely. All right. Well, there you go, everybody. So, first of all, take care of your health. Don't inhale too deeply, because apparently every month we're going to have fireworks happening in the skies.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I tried to look up the schedule the other day, and I couldn't find... Where is...
They don't have HA Go.
So maybe,
that's
yeah.
why.
I would like... Did you... Yeah, I mean, was that a thing before? It was never a thing since I moved here.
No,
like,
we've never
monthly
had a monthly
fireworks.
Hell no, man.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest idea I've heard. Dude, how stupid of an idea.
Yeah, when we have like 100 million deficit or like 100 trillion, I don't even know how much.
I know what they're doing. The fireworks will cost me a few million, but the economy, like the different things, like the restaurants and everything can benefit.
Sure.
I get that. But like, I'm just like, buddy, this is, what year are we in?
Yeah.
That we're still thinking fireworks is going to do the trick.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah,
like,
have you tried Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
That would change things
exactly.
around.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Hong Kong government forgot that they should have contacted Taylor Swift like the Singapore government did.
Yeah.
And get an exclusive deal with her.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. You know, that's the problem when you don't pick up your own phone.
All right, well, take care of your health, everybody. Do try, get HA Go, unsponsored content. And also, sponsored content, sign up for the Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/hohopod, where we have 15 to 20 minutes every week, bonus episode. And we have a bunch of people joining us recently, and it's a lot of fun. It's a good way to support us. And see us as a live show. We're here, both of us are here through March.
Yep.
So how do people find you online?
Funny Vivek is the handle you want to look for.
Yeah, it's great. And I am at the other Muhammad. Find us online and follow us not home. Follow us online only. Bye-bye.